Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Jake Jones. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Denny Gailhouse. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ralph Weigel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Mulder. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Glenn Mulder. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Mulder covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mulder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball towards right. Moses catches it and throws to second to double up Lupien. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts strikes out. Two outs. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats right for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Philly reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Philly scores. Michaels moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Glenn Mulder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulder hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Mulder. DiMaggio moves to second. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesce takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball towards left. Kennedy settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Kennedy. DiMaggio scores. Pesce moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Weigel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Pesce moves to third. Williams moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesce juggles the ball. That's an error on Pesce. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. Batts hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Weigel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Weigel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weigel hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pesce hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pesce moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Glenn Mulder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulder is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lupien. The throw from bats and he is safe. Lupien steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-2 in the game. Batts hits a pop-up towards third. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Gale House scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-2 in the game. Gailhouse takes first base on ball 4. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mulder fields it and throws to first for the out. Gailhouse moves to second. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Weigel hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen pinch hits for Glenn Mulder. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Hurst now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr strikes out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-3 in the game. Batts takes first base on ball 4. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Jones. Baker moves to third. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker scores. It's Red Sox, 3, White Sox, 3. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gailhouse hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pesce takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Michaels hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Weigel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesce juggles the ball. That's an error on Pesce. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Moses strikes out. 1 out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Dobson now pitching. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway pinch runs for Luke Appling. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Callaway moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wright is walked intentionally. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Callaway scores. Kennedy moves to third. Wright moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.